And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Offboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. We're talking kayak fishing. We're also talking Fred Hall. Yeah, that's right. Again, Fred Hall, Del Mar, coming up this coming week. So you stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including state-of-the-art CalStar rods. The hottest deals and the best selection ever on CalStar rods, like the Graphiter, Graphite Glass, West Coast, Rail Rods, Jig Sticks, and more. CalStar has always been and remains the trendsetter in rods for the way we fish. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the staff that has used the rods and knows your needs. Come see it at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
It's time for the spectacular 40th annual Fred Hall Show, March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. This is San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Celebrating the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation for 40 years. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, a giant kayak and stand-up paddleboard section, marine electronics, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Savage Gear's Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa's Sporting Chef Cafe, the San Diego Ford Dealer's Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, archery, target shooting, fly fishing, casting, and so much more. Kid-free, kid-fish-free, active, military-free. Join us and share in the 70-year legacy of the Fred Hall Shows as we celebrate the passion March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, we have our good buddy, Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Ron?
Yeah.
Always fun when Ron's in here.
Well, you know, it's always...
Ron is all about fun.
He is all about fun.
You know
fun.
Why? Because he sells fun.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
For a living.
Yeah. Right?
Well, I'm the luckiest one.
Agreed.
No, we're the luckiest ones because we get to go have fun with you.
You know what? We've been having a lot of fun this year.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
What a great year.
You know what? When I... You know, when I think about fishing, surfing, snowboarding, I mean, what a year. Woohoo! El Nino, thank you.
Yeah.
Round two, please.
Yeah. And we're just getting started.
Well, you know what? This does feel like it's getting started. I mean, I know Ricky's talking about some fish he just broke open the new year with, and then now we're talking about the Fred Hall Show starting.
Fred Hall Show.
My God, this is like the beginning of this is opening day.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. Like, it feels, that's the opening ceremonies. Fred Hall goes, we all get pumped up, we buy our new tackle, and then all of a sudden you realize, like, wait a minute, this is Southern California. Our spring is now. Like, I don't care what the calendar says. It's now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what really got me going is I saw a post, and I don't know, some kind of social media where somebody was talking about that trout pond. And, you know how you see a dad taking their kid and they catch a little trout at the Fred Hall Show, and then, you know, his wheels are turning like, oh, I got a fishing buddy here.
Exactly.
If I do this right. Well, I had a story where, you know, I'm sitting here looking at Jared take Margo fishing in that trout pond, and that's the very thing I did at that same show with Jared. Huh. And it seemed like, how could this time gone by so fast?
Yeah, and your dad did that with you, Ricky?
Absolutely. Like, I've told the story many times on the air, and it's not a joke. I mean, that was like the thing as a little kid I looked forward to every year was going to the trout pond at the Fred Hall Show. I mean, I mean that's how I grew up.
Well, you can go there, take your kid, if our listeners are out there and you have a kid or a grandkid,
yeah.
Take them to the trout pond starting Thursday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
So you know this is a key thing. You dads out there, you got to start developing those kids to be your fishing buddies. I mean, when you do that, you've got a buddy for life.
No doubt.
And I got to tell you, I still love watching Jared's eyes just get lit up. He came by with some new rods he got from the last show, and he's going, look at these, Dad. These are so great. And I'm going,
he's got
it. I don't even care. You're just addicted. So I know I got a fishing buddy for life.
Uh-oh.
And now Hayden's getting so into it, he'll take off with a kayak before work, come back, and I go, did you go surfing? I didn't know there was any surfing. He goes, no, went out fishing.
That's awesome.
Well, here's the deal about kayaks. Time on the water.
You got it, man.
You said it. Who said that?
Dennis Spike, man. He from right from the beginning, one of the original pioneers of kayak fishing, guy that got me into kayak fishing. He said, having a kayak allows you more time on the water. You can go before work with Ricky's favorite night coming up tonight or morning tomorrow morning.
Oh man,
daylight saving time. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour. We'll still be here 7
yes,
to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, Pacific Daylight Time. With Pacific Daylight Time coming in, you can go after work.
Exactly.
It's going to be light till 7, 8 o'clock. And go take your kayak. And that's what the kayak allows you to do. If you only have an hour, 2 hours, you can go catch a yellowtail. You can go catch some calico bass. You can go catch some bay bass. Time on the water.
And talk about the ultimate stress reliever after work, no matter what you do. Like, every job is stressful, like, whatever it is. And at the end of the day, if you can put your boat in the water and go fish for a couple hours and then go home, are you kidding me? Like, it's just everything is gone.
And Hobie has taken kayak fishing to the next level.
You know, it really has. And, you know, one of the ways that I sell this with my wife, you know, is I'm going, hey, where are you going, Ron? I'm going exercising.
Exercise.
Why do you have your fishing rods with you? Well, that's because I've disguised my exercise with fun.
That's it.
And you know, when you go out kayak fishing, you are getting a pretty good little workout with those Mirage drives, and your hands are still free to fish.
No doubt
about
it.
I'm exercising, honey.
Yeah, and no doubt about it. So tell us about what's new with Hobie. What's the hot item for kayak fishing right now?
Well, when we're talking, you guys need to add to your arsenal a kayak. And now adding that, you know, I mean, everybody has many different venues they fish. Or if they don't, they should. That's why you're probably listening to the show to go, what am I going to do next? Where's the fun at? Well, kayak fishing is really fun. And there's been a game changer again. Last year, Hobie came out across the board with new seats in the boats. One of the biggest problems with kayaks is they weren't that comfortable with the old seats where you sit
back
in.
Back gets sore.
Your back, yeah. Yeah, and it was a, you know, it's a thing that you work through, but still, it's not as comfortable. But now, we're literally got seats in the Mirage Drives that are as comfortable as the seats you're sitting in your office.
No question about it.
Yeah, and
they're like lounge chairs.
Really?
Well, and they pop out and make into lawn chairs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like amazing, amazing technology. And I don't know how they did it. They kept it a secret. They surprised us with it last year. And they also changed the Mirage Drive. They put bearings in it. So the way I like to say it is 9 pedals will get you 10. It's about 10% faster.
Wow.
I really.
So what changed in the Mirage Drive? What went away and what
the
bearings replaced?
Well, what they did was they added bearings to the moving parts.
Ah.
So they look the same.
Yeah.
But they just are smoother and easier.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean much. But when you're fishing all day long, and I have clients that, you know, will come by the store, and, oh, I was out, let's see, I've been out 11 hours. Well, one of those hours is free with the new Mirage Drive.
How about
10%
that?
More efficiency.
Yeah, and I was a little skeptical, but when the guys keep coming back in and say, my buddy's got those, I've got to add mine. So you can upgrade your old Mirage Drive. And it's an easy thing to do. You just bring them by the shop.
And but you'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's awesome.
Well, what's that old saying in fishing? Hey, just throw money at it.
Yeah. So Hobie has progressed in kayaking. You've been
every
Hobie,
year.
You've been a Hobie dealer for how long?
Oh, since they started.
Yeah.
You know,
since the beginning of time for Hobie kayaks.
Well, Hobie came
you were
out
the original Hobie kayak dealer, still the largest around, the leader in Hobie kayaks. And that's why people come down and see you from Orange County, L.A., San Diego, wherever it may be, because you guys are the total experts. That's what are you selling different than anybody else?
Well, we have
your
more
expertise.
We have service.
Yeah.
One of the things, you know, all the guys that are in the shop do it. We're actively, I mean, the other day I was sitting there going, what are you guys doing? Well, we're going to go out after work and fish the new Pro Angler 17. And I go, wow, that's a great idea. All three of you? So they had a bucket, one guy sitting on the bucket, one guy, two of them, she's pedaling around, and we're right out behind the store.
In one kayak.
The new Pro Angler 17's amazing. I fish with Margo out of that. Debbie and I will take out our granddaughter. Oh, God. That's,
yeah.
I caught a spotted bay bass. No, actually, it was a little sand bass that was about the size of the lure. What's with those little guys?
Awesome.
Yeah.
They're just mean.
I'll tell you the other thing that I know, because we keep our boat down at Dana Landing, and so we go by there all the time from where the boat's at to where we got to go get ice at Dana Landing Market. And this is one of the things that I know sets them apart is rigging. Every time you walk by that shop, there's guys outside or in their rigging area, and they know they fish. I mean, that's what Ron's saying. They fish every day, so they know where rod holders and bait tanks and this and that. And you know, when you go there, you get your boat rigged right by a guy that knows what he's doing because he does it.
Yep.
You know, and that's and you don't get that somewhere else. Somewhere that's just selling a boat because it's for sale is different from somebody that knows every in and out and uses the product all the time.
Right. And one of the things you use to get people hooked up is Fish and Mission. Tell us about Fish and Mission.
Well, Fish and Mission was, you know, something we fell into. I had a whole bunch of boats that were year-end boats. And I go, well, we're going to sell these off. I go, hey, let's go use them first. And then they'll be used boats. And so we went out and we invited people to go fish with us. Well, every one of those boats sold. You try them, you buy them.
Yeah.
They're that good. And so demoing is a very important. Don't buy a kayak until you go try them. Until you try this Mirage Drive, do not buy a kayak.
Yeah.
Particularly for exercising or fishing. Now,
don't be sucked into some other model or something that you know is a little less money or it's a special
one of our competitors is more money, but I've actually traded in many of those that people that go, "Oh, I just bought this cuz the videos look good."
Yeah.
No, don't do it. Go try them.
Try it.
Try them and try them wherever, but don't buy something till you try it. It's amazing. It's sometimes you look at something, you go, "That looks good." Oh, doesn't do what I really want.
Totally.
You know. So this is a key thing, is try them before you buy them. You know what?
And that's why you're on the water in Mission Bay. They can do it right out your front door.
It's one of my excuses for being right there. The other one is so I can go fishing really quick.
Yeah. So tell us about Fred Hall. You're going to have a great display at Fred Hall. You're going to be working with the Hobie on the Hobie seminar stage, all that stuff. Tell us what you're doing at Fred Hall.
One of the things that always caught my attention at Fred Hall was that you go there and you get so much more. You know, it's not just a bunch of vendors. There's all these, these wonderful seminars. And I got to tell you, I think the seminars are much better and people aren't plugging into it. So I actually, took the Hobie seminar schedule and I have it right in front of me. I mean, you got guys like Jim Salazar coming and talking about how to get started. I mean, that's the guy who wrote the book on
Lobster.
Yeah. I know.
And he's a kayak guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a pro angler guy now, I'm happy to say.
Yeah.
We got Josh Pruitt, who's like a Mr. La Jolla, Kevin Nakata. All these guys are doing seminars. And if you want to know the schedule, just call the shop. That's Maybe cool. Time your visit to the show. I assume everybody's going. I know everybody, all my clients go. It's like, opening.
Yeah. So, fishing coming out party.
Yeah, it's the fishing coming out party.
So that's available, I know, at fredhall.com, all the different seminars. If you want to learn about it, try it. Are you going to have the pond there so you can actually get in a kayak?
Oh, yeah.
You are?
I talked to Mike yesterday, and they didn't use it up in L.A., but I think it's a great thing. A lot of people are going, let's just go look. Well, now, just sit right here. It'll be a little miniature pond, and it's only 6 inches deep, but it'll float the kayak. You can see how stable it is.
Yeah.
What? Everybody goes, wait a minute, I can't go fishing out of a kayak. It's too tippy. No, it's not. That was then. Yeah. That's what Nanook was in. The kayaks now you can stand in, you can dance in them.
Right.
They're wonderful.
Stand up and cast.
Well, one of the things that really looked cool was Conway Bowman was out fly fishing, seeing it, checking it out. And we were shooting pictures of him. Oh, man, that guy, he makes it look so easy.
Oh, yeah.
And we were over by the hotel there, right by Steve Pinard's rental place, at Paradise Point. And we were sitting there casting, and I'm watching him, and then he gave it to me, and I didn't look anywhere near as good. But, and he would turn on the kayak and cast different angles and strip it. And I just said, oh, man. So he's going to be doing some fishing missions. Fly fishing,
yeah.
And we've got all the right kayak fly fishing gear, and it's gonna be good.
That's rad.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, there is no better platform for fly fishing than a Hobie
pro angler. Yeah, 14.
Period. I mean, I don't care with a boat or anything. It is absolutely the perfect thing because you're one on one.
Well, and the new boats, they've really rigged them to where you can accessorize them, for many different types of fishing.
You put a stripping basket on the stand-up platform.
Well, and the main thing is that little stand-up.
Yeah.
It's called the Hobie H-Bar. Guys are putting those on bass boats because they fold down and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Pretty trick.
Well, I know a lot of people are headed for the double haul ball today at the Long Beach Casting Club. The Federation of Fly Fishermen, we're going to hear later on from Michael and the guys from the double haul ball talking about fly fishing in the surf. So a lot of those guys that like to fly fish in the surf, like guys and gals, will also like to fly fish from a Hobie.
Well, and to go fishing with a guide like Conway in a Pro Angler 14 to see if you even like it, how can you lose?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, another thing we want to talk about is Cedros Tackle and their new venue down at Cedros Island, made and designed for kayakers. And we're going down to test it out in May, do a little field research, as we call it.
He does.
And, and Jeff has invited us down there to go test it out. And what he does is you either use the mothership, his boat, or you get on the truck and he has a trailer and he tows you to remote part of the island. So it doesn't matter. Weather doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You'll find wherever you go, you're going to find the spot totally by yourself and go on a kayak.
Oh, and he has new Outbacks.
Yeah.
That's the number one seller.
That's with the new seats.
New seats.
Yeah.
I talked to Jeff and John at the Fred Hall Show Long Beach for a while about it. Justin, he was telling me about all the areas they fish, and you want to talk about cool, just something different. And he was talking about, we can take the boats into coves and lagoons that you just can't get to, because whether it be kelp or structure, however it is, like you could fish the outside of it from a boat, but you can't fish the inside. And he's talking about fishing weather side of the island and things where there are no fish camps, or he's like, these fish haven't seen a swim bait ever. And just
Yeah. And you don't have any weather.
Can you imagine the size of those calicos?
Oh, dude, boy. We're going to find out.
So rad.
I can't wait.
Our listeners have the opportunity to go prime time with Ron Lane in July. Ron Lane's going to host a trip along with Jeff Marinari from Cedros Tackle. Friday, July 22nd, the Monday, July 25th. You're going to get at least two, maybe 2.5 days of fishing in. You fly right into Cedros Island. All your meals. You have your own room. Fantastic venue here. It's a brand new house that he built right on the very top of the
just for this. Yeah.
And he has all the Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, and you're gonna it's limited to 4 people. So it's Ron and 3 of our listeners.
Oh, get out of here!
To go on
this.
This is gonna be so fun.
Are you kidding me? So if you want to go, check out our website, hookup1090.com. The price is $17.50. But that includes everything.
Yeah.
Everything that you could possibly want.
Harry and La Jolla, that's you.
Yeah. and like I say, there's only 3 spots available, and it's on our website, hookup1090.com. You go to our trips page and just look at the Cedros Tackle Kayak Adventure Friday, July 22nd, and go with Ron. You ready?
I'm ready.
That's yeah. Rad.
Hey, we have so many things going on. This is going to be a great year.
Yeah, boy, we have an awesome show. So much fun stuff to talk about today. Lots of great information. The fish are biting. It's just going to be a great show. Tons of info coming your way, and we would love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hook Up this morning, there's 2 ways that you can reach us. It's going to be a busy morning. All the phone lines are packed up because everybody's excited to talk to Ron, but we're going to be taking a lot of your phone calls today, and we're going to get to all of you. Give us a call this morning at 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local line. Again, it's 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. You want to get through, talk to Ron, talk to Pete, talk some fishing, have some fun with us. We would love to hear you. Not only are we going to be talking fishing, talking kayaks today, we've also got a great prize. 2 lucky callers are each going to get 2 tickets to the Fred Hall Del Mar show. So, again, 2 winners at the end of the show, each winning a pair of tickets to Fred Hall Del Mar.
And one of those winners is going to get a Salty Crew package, right?
Ooh, nice.
I'm going to throw that in as a bonus.
Best fishing shorts I've ever fished.
So,
stretchy.
2 winners, but one of those winners is going to get not only the 2 tickets to the Fred Hall Del Mar show, but also a Salty Crew package. For sure.
I dig. Hey, well, as you can hear, it's just going to be a great show, great prizes, great fun. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Well, it was one of those trips.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano product than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for the spectacular 40th annual Fred Hall Show, March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. This is San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Celebrating the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation for 40 years. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, a giant kayak and stand-up paddleboard section, marine electronics, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, the Mammoth Licks Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Savage Gears Bass Tank, The Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa's Sporting Chef Cafe, the San Diego Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Archery, Target Shooting, Fly Fishing, Casting, and so much more. Kids Free, Kids Fish Free, Active Military Free. Join us and share in the 70-year legacy of the Fred Hall Shows as we celebrate the passion March 17th through the 20th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. Details at FredHall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
That's right. It's a whale.
It is a whale of a show.
Yeah. It is. That's such a great saying. And it is a whale of a show. And Ron will be the whale there right in the building with all the fun to be had. Now, what about stand-up paddleboards? You have those. We surf them. Once you try the Hobie stand-up and the surf, you just don't go back.
No, no.
The fountain of youth.
Well, it is. I just did 3 days of snowboarding with the kids, and they were sore, and I wasn't.
How was Mammoth?
Oh, it was awesome.
What a season they're having. Huh?
Oh. They got 5 feet of snow all during the weekend. We showed up on Monday.
Yeah.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were real good.
Yeah, really good.
Real good.
Yeah.
And when you're going with Hayden, oh, my goodness, hold on.
Yeah. Fast.
I know you track it because you got the app on your phone. What's the fastest speed somebody got going down the hill?
This trip was a slow trip.
Okay.
Because of the powder, and we were doing 60. Yeah.
60.
Yeah.
But what's the half fastest you've done?
This last trip I did 63, I think. Yeah.
You've done 70 on your snowboard.
Yeah. And my wife said, I want you to quit wearing your helmet because you don't want to survive the fall. I can't be pushing you around in a wheelchair.
That's funny. For sure. Hey, we were just talking about him. Jeff from Cedros Tackle is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
What up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, you guys. How's it going?
It's going great.
We're pretty pumped up for that trip.
Oh, it's going to be really, really exciting. The fishing in May, especially your first trip, the halibut fishing along the shore right there, just can't wait to show you guys that stuff.
Wow.
So you've got all the secret spots dialed, I can tell.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Take me to school.
No, it's, I want to talk to Fred Hall a little bit. I had such a great time doing the seminars this past week, and I want to give a nice thank you to Jim Salazar himself for inviting me to do those. And Mike Lum, they both gave me a great opportunity, and I met just so many cool people. And I'll be doing another one in Del Mar on Sunday. So just super excited about that, just to meet more people and get the word out.
That's great, Jeff.
Yeah, so awesome. That's so much fun. So what days are you going to be doing the seminars? And you're going to be talking about your new place down there on Cedros Island and the kayak adventures that you're offering, right?
Yes, exactly. So Sunday at 12 o'clock. Over in the Hobie area, I'll be speaking about our tours and also Cedros Island, a place that's dear to my heart now. And I love talking about the place and giving out all kinds of cool information just on techniques and different things. So, we'll be talking about all that on Sunday. It'll be great.
Fantastic. And we have it posted, the trip that Ron Lane's going to be hosting Friday, July 22nd to Monday, July 25th. You get at least 2 days of fishing, maybe another half day, depending on the flights, right? And it's limited to 3 other people. So it's Ron and 3 other of our listeners can go
absolutely
on that trip, right?
Yeah. Ron is, like, lucking out, getting to go here twice in, like, 2 months. So 2 great times of the year also. So, yeah, we're excited to bring 3 people down with Ron. It's a great time. That Sunday is the annual yellowtail tournament.
Oh, how fun.
On the island. So
big event for the island.
Really big event. A lot of people there. A lot of excitement. A great little festival afterwards. So we'll definitely be part of that and hanging out. So anyone who hasn't been to the island before, they're going to get to see one of the most special days of the year, basically, down there. So,
oh, how fun.
We're really excited. Our place looks great. The fishing is really good down there right now. And Jim Salazar is going to beat all you guys down there. Him and I are going down in a couple weeks. And so I'm excited to get him down there and kind of start showing people around.
Jim's a great guy to have down there.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah,
I mean, he's the guy pioneering a lot of this stuff.
No doubt about it.
Totally. He's given me so much great information and, helping me with the boats and getting them rigged right for everybody. So when you guys come down, we should be looking really good. So I just wanted to call in and say hi to everybody this morning and can't wait to see you guys next weekend.
All right. We'll see you on Sunday in Del Mar. That'll be fantastic. And if you want to go on that trip, how do we get a hold of you? If you want to grab one of those three spots, how do we get a hold of you to book that?
StageRoastTackle.com right now is our website. Chad, your guy's been helping us work on that. So you can send me an email at Jeff@StageRoastTackle.com or just straight call me on my phone, 760-412-2507, and we'll make sure you get hooked up.
We'll see you at the show.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. See, appreciate that very much. All right. Our phones are packed.
These
guys
want
to talk to Ron Wayne. Wait, one line just popped open at 877-792-1090. Let's jump into it, Rick.
He was on hold. He probably jumped off so he could call Jeff to secure
that
spot.
That spot.
How about we start it off with Mike? And Mike's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Mike?
Fred Hall was really good last week. And my question for Ron, I am considering buying a kayak this year. I kind of want to know the difference between the Outback and the Pro Angler.
That's a good question.
And
I get asked that every day.
The ease of getting in and out.
Okay.
In and out of the water, in and out of...
the water, yeah, the water.
Personally getting into the kayak, or are you talking about getting it down to the water?
No, I'm getting down to the water is no problem. I was just wondering, if people fall off of them. Getting back into them from the water, type of thing.
Well, safety is a huge thing, and seamanship is kind of a way to say common sense. I think people need to do what you just said first. I mean, don't go out at La Jolla with all your most expensive gear, flip the boat, not be able to figure out how to get back in it. That's what you do first. So, if you ever want, we had a guy, I call him the mayor of La Jolla. He's an older gentleman, and he came in and he says, hey, I'd like to try the Outback. I'd like to try the Pro Angler and the Revolution. I said, great. I go, but you really don't need your wetsuit. And he goes, no, I want to flip them and climb back in. So I'm going, wow, that's great. You could tell he's a veteran kayaker. So he basically went behind the store, flipped them, climbed back in, and he ended up with a Revolution because he liked the speed of it. But in all honesty, that Outback is our biggest seller, followed right behind by the Pro Angler.
Now, it's pretty darn hard to flip an Outback or a Pro Angler. I don't know that you could flip a Pro Angler.
Well, the waves can do a lot of things, Pete. Now, when you're in the bay and when you're you really difficult to flip.
But when you're in the bay, you're not going to flip one.
No. Now, this is I'm glad you asked this because this is one of the things that you have the opportunity to come to my store. We're right at Mission Bay, right on the water, and you can try these boats.
Yeah.
You can just demo them. You can feel how stable they are. You can, if you want, you can bring your, right now you better bring a wetsuit. But you can flip them, climb back in. We have no problem. We have guys that can assist you in any of those questions you have. And I think, to me, I like the Pro Angler because I like the comfort.
But you can fish in dry clothes. You don't get wet on the Outback or the Pro Angler.
And we do
it's not like the old sit on top wet tail days of having something.
You used to wear plastic pants.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you don't
no.
have to do that.
I rarely get wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now when you fish La Jolla, you gear up differently.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're lucky to have La Jolla. That is like probably the one of the best fishing venues
the
in
access,
the world.
Once they finish the road.
Yeah, but that's a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I hope that answers your questions. Just get down to the shop, Fast Lane Kayaks, right there in Mission Bay, next to Dana Landing, next to the launch ramps, and get on a boat and try them out and choose for yourself.
Well, speaking of Dana Landing, it's time for the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's going on in the Baja because the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is standing by. And today, Catch Report sponsored by Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Check them out at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. They're going to have hundreds of pairs of Maui Jim sunglasses and Olakai shoes and sandals in the Dana Landing booth. Grundens is also going to be there with all the hardcore foul weather gear. Plus, you can come meet Captain Paul Hebert from the TV show Wicked Tuna. The Dana Landing booth is so much fun at Del Mar Show. There's
always
so much going on.
And I talked to Paul yesterday. He's at a show in Suffern, New York with Mike Battistoni, and I was talking
very
to him.
Very good.
He is such a great guy, and he's so personable. And he'll be there all 4 days in the Dana Landing booth, signing autographs, meeting people, chatting it up, and selling Maui Jim sunglasses.
That's going to be so much fun. Yeah. It is the Dana Landing booth at Del Mar. They're going to have everything for the saltwater guy to be ready to go fish.
Yeah, and don't forget, Paul Hebert will be our guest a week from tomorrow in the Mighty 1090 studios. That won't be fun, will
that
it?
Show is so much fun. That guy's crazy. Hey, let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro. You guys sound like you're having fun.
We always have fun, Cass. You know that.
You know, Pete, you're talking about, you know, there's no way you can tip one of those kayaks over and this and that, stay dry, you know. But I've been on those things, and I've had a tendency to fall off every now and then.
You don't. But, you haven't been on a Hobie, though.
That's true. I haven't been on the new one.
No.
I have not been on the new one.
Not even the same thing.
Yeah. No. Because we use those on Pesca Panama, which hopefully we'll do that again. Those are not the same kayak. Trust me.
No, yeah, sir. Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, I'm able to get on those things, you know, off the smaller boat and then paddle into the mangroves there and fish those snappers and so forth. But, yeah, no, they're I may have to try one of those pro anglers. I think that might be what I need to have.
Yes, you do.
Well, you're a pro angler, Cass. I mean, they literally named the boat after you.
That's
well,
right.
That's without question. I mean, you know, that's absolutely true, Ricky. You know, one of the nice statements that you say every now and then. But anyway, fishing is still kind of slow in the Cabo and San Jose del Cabo area. There's fish around. They're seeing a lot of striped marlin. They're just not biting. Water's starting to change, getting into that spring mode, and you know there's still a few big tuna being taken out at the Gordo, but those guys that are getting them, most of the commercial guys going out in the you know right before sunset and fishing them. That's about the only time they seem to want to bite. The guys going out in the morning just can't hook in them. But there's been some 150-pound fish landed. Also, there's a few wahoo around, and of course. Rooster fish are starting to come into the scene there, and a lot of sierras along the beaches there. So there's fish to catch. It's just not, you know, stellar, and I look forward to maybe in the next couple of weeks once that spring starts to come around, I think we'll see things changing there. Of course, the Montanejo has a tendency to be the hot spot this time of year. It did slow down there. They're getting about one sailfish per day down there, occasional Dorado. But inshore has been really good for some nice quality roosters, some nice 30, 40-pound roosters being taken along the beaches there, most of them being taken on slow-trolled rig baits over in Cancun there, the El Cid Marina fleet there has been doing pretty well, starting to pick up a few sails, which is really kind of early this year. The sailfish down there usually start arriving in May, and they fish them strong in May and June. And there's a mixed bag of fish, you know, kingfish, those giant barracuda and a bunch of different other variety of fish that I don't even know. They have the names on the reports, but, you know, I've never heard of Chiquitaca, you know. So there's some weird fish being caught down there, but they're having fun. Anyway, just to let everybody know that we've got that Lake El Salto, the premier Mexico bass lake, put together for next February. And anybody wants to join us on that, Ricky, I believe you're going to be coming along on that trip. And that'll be February 3rd to the 7th, I believe, or February 4th to the 8th, but it's Saturday to Tuesday.
I mean, it's just...
it'll be, you know, we've got 3 days of great Lake El Salto fishing during the prime time of the year for them, and get those big largemouth bass there. But anyway,
yeah, Rick and Cass hosting that trip to Lake El Salto through Cass Tours, February, I believe it's February 3rd through 6th, just right there. And man, what fun. So how do you sign up for that, Cass?
Well, just give us a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510, and be glad to answer any questions regarding that trip. Or if you want to sign up, we'll put you down and we'll go from there. But otherwise, check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And for those people that missed the show this past week, which was fabulous, we've had a lot of phone calls and made some pretty good bookings this past week. Can go online and actually get the flyer that we were handing out at the show. And by the way, we did run out at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon of those flyers. So
we're going to miss you in Del Mar. You should be at, maybe next year we'll get them at Del Mar.
Yeah, I like that.
How come you're not at Del Mar?
Return of the cast man to Del Mar.
Okay,
next
good.
Year.
All right, we're holding
like
you
it,
to
cast.
That, buddy.
Yeah.
We're holding you to that.
Show's not a show without the cast man.
That's right. All right, cast man.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Cass.
We'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks a lot for that, and call Cass and get on a trip.
Yeah, come fish. Let's go to El Salto.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Thanks, Cass.
Talk to you later. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines,
well,
Rick.
Jam-packed, they absolutely are. The phones are packed up. Let's talk to Pablo calling us from Chula Vista. What's up, Pablo? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long time.
Yeah.
You guys are so hard to get on the phone, but I did it today.
All right.
Yeah.
Ron, hello. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
All right.
How are you doing?
I got a question about fly fishing. You on the kayak?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, do the guys use sinking lines or do?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, I went out with Conway Bowman, and you know he fishes those Mako sharks with fly fishing for Makos. Jared
right.
and him were doing that, but he really likes the kayaks because of the stealthiness. So he's got a deal with Orvis. He's all the rods and reels, sinking lines, all the right little, you know, I guess these little flies they use have, you know, very small weights, and the line actually brings them
Houser
down.
Minnows.
Right.
Yeah.
So the rig is, you want like a 7-weight rod is perfect. To 8-weight rod. 7-weight is an ideal rod. A lot of the guys have been going shorter. I fish a 9-foot rod, but they say 7.6 is a perfect
really?
Length because you don't need to cast very far.
Okay.
You want a 250 to 300 grain sinking tip line, like a striper line.
Right.
You go to get the striper line is ideal for that type of application, and then just a short leader, fluorocarbon leader. And a Clouser minnow, and you will catch so many fish you won't even believe. And here's a cool thing about that. You can use that same rig in the surf as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
Okay. So same rig will work perfectly in the surf.
Well, great.
You know, Conway, him and I went out, and he was, you know, flipping that rod back and forth.
Yeah.
And it looked so cool. And we were taking pictures and stuff. And I go, what? Let me try that. And I can do it.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, and he said, and so what the idea would be is that we're going to provide all the gear. Pro Angler with a Hobie H rail. Then we're going to have those shorter rods, and he's going to teach people how to do it on the kayaks.
That's
coming up this year.
I think that's awesome.
All right, well, stay tuned, and we'll fill you in there, Pablo. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a ton of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fishing Cedros Island is getting better and better for the traveling anglers, thanks to Cedros Tackle. The tackle shop on the island is now offering full rod repair. Now, with the addition of a new rod wrapping machine, fixing guides, tips, and handles is a snap. Cedros Tackle is also constantly expanding the tackle selections to meet the needs of the local fishermen and the traveling anglers with all the name brand and high quality items you would expect to find at your local shop back home. Cedros Tackle has a full rental rod selection with Phoenix rods and Daiwa reels, so just leave your gear at home. They just brought down fully outfitted Hobie kayaks to the island and fishing has been fantastic. Construction on the deluxe Cedros Tackle Casita is nearly complete, so get ready to enjoy a great kayak vacation on beautiful Cedros Island with Jeff Omar and the gang. Visit CedrosTackle.com on the web or for more info on trips, the tackle shop, or Cedros Island, or call Jeff at 760-412-2507.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer, or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We just heard from Tim Ekstrom on the Royal Star. Congratulations to one lucky angler on the Royal Star. How big was that fish?
312.
Super duper cow.
The Giants are biting.
Yeah, they're biting on the Royal Star. And I am amazed we still have a couple spots left on our fly down, fly back Royal Star trip that departs on the 19th. From Cabo, 19th of April. That's like a little over a month away from now. You still have a chance, which that trip always sells out like a year in advance.
Seriously.
So if you want to go.
Including this year, it sold out a year in advance.
Oh, yeah.
And then three people dropped off.
Yeah. So you want to go. You want to jump on that incredible trip. Check it out. Hookup1090.com. Just click on the links page. Go to the Royal Star or just go straight to Royal Star Sport Fishing and get on that trip. If you want to catch a big fish, tuna, a big giant tuna, giant wahoo. This is the shortest opportunity you have to do it, basically 11 days.
And that's the ticket. You know, you figure you've got 11 days away from home, including the weekends. You know, so I mean, you're missing just over a week worth of work time. You know, you're gone for that amount of time, the shortest distance to fish what wouldn't normally be done as like a 17-day trip.
Right.
You're getting an amazing amount of time in the fishing grounds, fishing for giant yellowfin tuna on what is just as good of a platform as you could ever do it in the world.
Best crew, best food, the whole deal.
Got
so RoyalStarSportFishing.com, that trip next month, the 19th of April. Fly down, fly back, let's talk hookup trip. It can't be beat. I love it. I'm going to miss it this year. But the Iron Man, Gary White, is going. He'll catch a 300-pounder.
Almost guaranteed.
Yeah, almost guaranteed. Yeah,
flat ones,
sure.
Round ones, whatever. He catches big ones.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. He'll get them for sure. I also want to bring, while you're at our website, hookup1090.com, check out all of our social media there. We just posted an Instagram photo of Rick and myself and Ron Lane right here in the Mighty 1090 studios on Instagram. Hookup1090 is our Instagram, and, of course, our Facebook page, too, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. You can link to all of those on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. Just click on the little icons in the top right, and it'll take you right to all of our social media. Rick, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. The phones are packed up. We're going to start it off with John calling from Mira Mesa. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, Ron, I've got an Outback, and I use the rod holder extenders that slip into those molded-in inserts on the boat.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, does Hobie or some other aftermarket, is there something available that's an adjustable type
yes.
of rod holder that can slip into those things?
Yeah, yep. Swing by the store. I can show them to you. One of our favorite kayak fishermen, Morgan Promnitz, worked with the guys at Hobie to basically design a really slick little adjustable slide right in. Yeah, it's exactly what you want. Yeah, and it's
perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can probably see it. Well, just come by and grab a parts catalog. We have a whole new line of those of rods and rod holders. It's
this is
amazing.
How far advanced Hobie is in the kayak world. They have an entire catalog with parts for fishing.
Yeah. I'm
right?
sitting looking at it. It's they have the same kind of thing that
no
that
other manufacturer does that.
No, they're in it to win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad of that. And they, two of my employees that work for me are up there with that team. Morgan was one of them. He was
right.
He worked at a tackle shop. He was a guide for years.
Now
worked for me, and now he's like,
place.
I don't know about that,
yeah.
But he's one of those. He's one of the
and
guys
Kevin
that helped
Nakata,
me. Yeah, Kevin.
For you.
God,
yeah.
He's great. Anyway, it's called the adjustable rod holder. It's designed for Hobies to do exactly what you're talking about. And we have them in stock. And one of the nice things they did is they put a couple of straps on it so you can clip them so it reinforces it. So when you get a big hit, it doesn't make the rod holder shift or move. So it's really well done.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call
great
this
call.
Morning.
All right. How about we jump back into them and talk to Dan calling us from Encinitas. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Question for Ron. So, Ron, I was on one of your first fish and mission trips about 3 years, 4 years, maybe 3 years ago, and a super fun trip. The Samurai was one of the guys.
Oh, Kevin. He's great.
Yeah, it was super fun. And just looking to go on one of I checked out his website, and I just wanted to know how many days in a kayak would you suggest to go out on one of his half days?
Like, for Kevin?
As going off shore, a launch from the beach.
Are you saying how many days you should have before you attempt a beach launch?
That's a really good question. I mean, when I think about it, many years ago, there was a guy who came into the store, a guy named Larry Lauman. I call him now the professor. He'll be doing clinics at the Fred Hall Show. And the name of his clinic is Don't Come Home With – Never Go Home Empty-Handed. And this guy –
I like that. Larry's great.
Yeah.
And he puts on a great seminar.
I really like Larry.
And he walks into my store, and he got me so excited to go fishing out of a kayak. I was just selling these new Mirage rods. I had no idea that they were so good for fishing. He got me so excited to go fishing in one that I grabbed both my kids – and they were little guys. They could barely even do it. And I went out to La Jolla. Of course, I get a lot of times get the stupid dad awards. But we went out there and we had a ball. So I don't think you should not go out. But I think you should do it in a way that you look at the surf, see how big it is. You can check that on, on Instagram or on, any of those, weather sites. But check the surf first. Go out with a light load. Don't take too much gear with you.
And go out when the conditions are right. Not a lot of wind, not a lot of surf.
Yeah, just
don't go out when there's big, like right now. Don't go out right now.
Yeah. and then
the bay.
Yeah. And experiment with it. And then get a guide. There are several really good guides, and a lot of them are on my team, and they use Hobie, so they'll help you initiate that La Jolla Shores.
And when the conditions are right, La Jolla is such an easy place to launch.
Oh, it's great.
Such an easy deal.
Oh.
Yeah, except now the road, you got to hike a little bit with the
Carts, to plug in wheels, you roll them right down.
You roll them right down.
I think it just keeps the crowds down.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Let's go ahead and go to Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Paul?
I get it.
It's 50 degrees in New York. I'm at a show with Maui Jim, and I cannot wait to get out there. I got my flip-flops and my shorts already packed.
All right. Well, we're ready for you, Paul. We were just talking about you earlier in the show. You're going to be in the Dana Landing booth helping out people with Maui Jim sunglasses at the Fred Hall Del Mar show, right?
Yep, I can't wait to get there. I am so ready for a vacation.
Yeah, I'll bet.
We're excited to have you.
It's been a long winter, you know.
And then you're going to be in the studio with us next Sunday. Going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get ready to laugh. We're going to have a good time.
We always have a good time. Now, we want to know, I've been watching the show, Paul, and I'm concerned about you fishing by yourself there, dude. What's going on with that?
Oh, it was so much fun. It was the best. If I didn't break my controls, it's funny because my mate Brad called me up. And he's like, dude, you didn't tell me that you hooked up. I go, well, you should have been there.
That's cool.
He actually said to me, it was funny because Brad's one of my best friends. You guys will see as the show progresses. And he's one of the best fishermen around. He actually said to me, and it struck me. He goes, you know what? If it wasn't for the Wicked Pisser, the show would be really boring. So I guess all the controversy and all the drama is working out good for me.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You're doing a great job. And you know what? We know who's going to reign there. The guy with the experience like you, Paul, you're always fun, and you're always in the game there, right?
It's good entertainment. You know, the biggest question at these shows is, you know, how much is it scripted? I go, look. They film us for 50,000 hours. They take it back to L.A. They put it together as a story. I need to let everyone know that I watch it just like you guys watch it. I don't really know what they're putting together and how they're doing it.
Ah,
but damn, they do a good job. But what you see is what you get.
That's cool. Yeah. You know, Nat Geo does such a great job with that show.
They really
it's so
do.
Much fun. Yeah,
they really do.
And you know, I got to be honest with you. I don't watch a lot of TV shows on television that are fishing related. You know, I kind of get my fill of doing my job and doing all that stuff. But I like Wicked Tuna, man. It's fun because it's always something going on and there's always something fun.
No doubt.
Yeah. Well, I do gotta say, episode 4. I haven't really told anybody yet, but episode 4. After that episode, and they got the ratings back. It's the quickest that anyone's ever got this kind of news. We usually get this around episode 10 or 12 that they got. They gave us, they contracted us for season 6 already.
All right. That's good news.
In the bag. Yeah.
That's good news. Well, so what are you going to be doing when you're out here besides talking to the people and selling Maui Jim sunglasses?
I got some, some shirts that I'm bringing. I got some new stuff online that I'm going to, be selling there as well, so it'll be a lot of fun. Plus, I'm going to go on a little fishing trip here and there. I'm going to be there for about a week.
Perfect. Awesome. And then, of course, the Friends of Rollo trip coming in June. We're looking forward to that. We're going to have the captain's pre-meeting there down at the Bally High restaurant. I want to thank.
Now, that's going to be a good time.
Dude, we're going to have so much fun.
Telling Dave Carrera about it.
Oh, yeah. And Dirty Dave's coming, huh?
Yep, Sneaky Dave.
Sneaky Dave.
Yeah, the way you see, everyone's going to get to know him. He's really a good guy.
Is he?
Is he competitive? Yeah, he's one of the nicest guys around. So. Yeah. He's actually had my back from day one.
Well, you're going to hear a lot more about that event, and there's actually still a couple spots left to go fishing with you guys on one of those 3 trips, and you'll hear more about that. Just go to RolloKids.com and check out the details on how you can go fishing with Paul in June. Now, you're fishing on the Cortez?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a new boat, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's no new boat, but it's one of the best. I mean, Captain Jim Hughes, there's no better captain than Captain Jim
That's
Hughes.
That's
good. Sure.
I've been hearing about that. I've been hearing he's really good. I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul.
You know, the bottom line is it's all for the cause.
That's right. We're taking
this
kids fishing, right?
For the kids, you know. A lot of people don't understand that. Like, we post it online. And then once they get the idea that it's for charity, we're doing all this to take kids fishing.
And you guys are so generous volunteering your valuable time, because it's like you don't have a lot of that anymore. I know you're – where do you go from here? Do you go from there to Fort Lauderdale next?
I go from where I – after you guys – I was thinking I do go to Fort Lauderdale after that.
After that, yeah. So you're, let's see, you're in Suffern, New York. Then you fly out here next weekend for the Fred Hall Show.
Yep.
Then you go to Florida. It's like, yeah. And then you like Southern California.
I got to get my boat ready. I got tons of charters booked already. So I got to get all my books straightened out. So we got a lot going on.
And you'll have all your Wicked Paul gear in the Dana Landing booth too, right?
I will have all that with me, yep. I got some new shirts. I was wondering, like, you know, out here everyone likes the darker shirts, so I got a big line of Wicked shirts now, and I got a big line of Next Level White shirts and stuff.
Cool.
I was trying to figure out what most people like to have, you know?
Yeah.
Out there, especially because of the weather so nice, you know.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Fred Hall, Del Mar in the Dana Landing booth. Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa on Wicked
See you
Tuna.
Guys next week.
All right.
Man.
See you, Paul.
Thanks
for the call, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me on.
All right.
That's going to be so much fun,
it's
man.
Be so much. He's such a character.
He's a riot.
And he's a good guy.
Too. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Brad. Calling us from San Diego. Hi, Brad. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, Brad?
Pretty much beginning freshwater fishing, and then I've only fished trout my whole life, never gone out in the bay, but did go down to Ron's place last summer and tried out actually the kayaks and also one of those inflatable paddle boards, and I'm probably going to purchase one of those, but I want to go on one of these fishing missions so I can learn something about fishing in the bay, so just wondering when those are going to start happening.
Right after the show. It's actually this year, the week after the Del Mar show closes, we'll start them, and we're trying to do them on Sundays because it's a little lighter traffic. But
perfect. I'm gonna bring my two boys out, and I want to learn how to do a little saltwater fishing in the bay, and then maybe someday I'll get out to the ocean.
You will get hooked on these, Brad. It's so much fun. I've done the fishing mission with Ron. It's a blast.
Now the fishing mission is designed for exactly what you're talking about. You got to develop those little buddies of yours. So you put them in a kayak and you go fishing, and what are they going to want to do? They're going to want to hang with Dad.
Yeah. And if you end up buying a kayak, you pay nothing for the fishing mission.
Right, right. Well, that's the whole point. This is to develop. I mean, when you're trying to buy a kayak, you know, you got, what kind do I get? What gear do I need? This answers everything. And you're going with a great guide. I mean, we've been using Afrin Abutin from Warbaits. We've got Captain Wade Harnish. He's a new one of my new team guys. He's a really good fisherman. And then Larry Lauman does it every once in a while. So we've got some really great kayak guys leading these fishing missions.
So probably a good idea to call the shop, find out what date you want to go, and get on it there, Brad. And we'll see you at the Del Mar Show. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more catch reports. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with the kayak man, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line in the water.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the most complete selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano Talica and Trinidad reels. Accessories like tackle bags, flat fall jigs, Colt Sniper, and more. Make sure to see the Torium HG. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland
for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh, but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.